Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry. I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for generations, the Colorado cabin remained one of the family's favorite places. It was also the place where people heard unexplained voices, footsteps, and things they could never quite account for. But somehow everyone just learned to live with it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So yes, thank you very much for listening today. If you have a real ghost story, you can certainly share it with us. And we'll share it with everybody else. Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, do that. Sign up. You get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. So sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is with me today.
I am.
How would you like to have a haunted cabin? You know, I think it's interesting when you do have hauntings. Harper and I were talking about this in an episode just the other day about, can you get used to it? You know, is there, It's not a horrible haunting. It's not hurting anybody. You know, if you hear the footsteps or voices or something, they're not hurting you. Do you eventually just get used to it?
Do you get used to it? Or on the other hand, like, is the place just so freaking spectacular you're willing to put up with it?
Yeah. And if you have a cabin in Colorado, it might be great views and this great memories. And
that's what I mean. Like, you know, you look out over this vista. Well, you know, maybe it's worth putting up with a little stuff. Depends on how, like, creepy we're talking about here. Like, is it clown level creepy, you know, or is it just some weird things that you hear a few this and that things, or the lights are on, you know, and you go, well, that's weird, but, you know, you can kind of manage. And sometimes we have stories from people and I'll think, gee, I think I'd have been creeped out. And they just seem to go, yeah, it happened, you know. Blah, blah, blah. So it depends on your level of comfort, you know, in relation to with what the property gives you as well. I think it's weird. I think you've got a couple things happening here.
And I think if it's a place that's been in your family for a long time, and so as a child, this is just where everybody gathers, and this is just what happens there. Like, no, mm-hmm. if nobody else seems really bothered by it, you might be able to grow up with it and be like, okay, cool, that's just the old cabin. Uh-huh. We hear voices there and stuff, but ain't nothing going to hurt you. If that's kind of how you grew up with it, mm-hmm. maybe you just are kind of differently conditioned to it, and you're more accepting. Let's dive into the story, because I do think if this was me, maybe I would handle the haunting better with this particular cabin.
Okay.
So it says, my family has a cabin in the mountains of Colorado. It's been passed down through generations. My great-great-grandparents built it by hand, and just about everyone in my family has spent time there at some point. Some of my favorite childhood memories happened in that cabin, and I still go back whenever I get the chance. One thing that's always been funny to me is that there are certain things everyone in the family accepts about the cabin without really talking about them. There are rooms that my mom, grandmother, sister, aunts, cousins seem to avoid, but we don't really talk about it. We just don't like being in that room alone. My great-grandfather's old bedroom was kind of that way. There wasn't a scary story attached to it that I can remember, but it was kind of creepy to be in there by yourself. My sister was supposed to sleep in that room during one visit and ended up moving her things after the first night because she couldn't get comfortable. Looking back, I think that is one of the strangest parts. No one was running around and talking about ghosts. No one was trying to convince anyone that the cabin was haunted. It was more like everyone quietly agreed that certain places felt different. The cabin has always been full of old furniture, books, family photos, things that have been there longer than I've been alive. And over the years, there have been a lot of little experiences that never seemed important by themselves. Things would go missing, turn up later in places people had sworn they had checked. People would hear footsteps at night and assume someone else was awake. Every now and then, someone would mention hearing voices in another room, only to find out everyone else had been asleep. One story I remember hearing over and over involved a friend my cousin brought to the cabin years ago. It was her first time staying there. The next morning, she asked if someone had been walking back and forth on the porch outside her room during the night. She wasn't scared about it. She genuinely thought someone had been on the porch walking. As far as anyone knew, nobody had. I remember my grandmother asking if maybe it had been an animal, but the friend insisted, no, it was a person. She said she listened to the footsteps for so long she almost got out of bed to see who it was. Instead, she eventually fell asleep and forgot about it until breakfast. Nobody seemed shocked by what she was describing. It was more like she had unknowingly joined a conversation that had been going on for decades. As I got older, I started having experiences of my own. The one I really remember happened when I was in my 20s. I was visiting the cabin with family, staying in the same room I had slept in since I was a kid. Sometime during the night, I woke up hearing what sounded like people talking quietly in the living room. They weren't arguing, not laughing, just talking. I remember lying there assuming some of my relatives had stayed up late. The voices were low enough I couldn't make out words, but they sounded close enough that I figured they were still up. The next morning, I found out everyone had gone to bed hours earlier. Even then, I didn't think much of it because stories like that were so common around the cabin. That's probably why I've never really been afraid of the place. Most of the experiences connected to it aren't frightening. A little odd, but not frightening. The cabin feels more like a place with a long memory than a place that's haunted. I haven't been back for a few years now because I live in another state. It's still in our family. I hope it will always be. It's one of those places where every generation seems to leave with a story. Thanks for reading my story. Thanks for helping make rush hour traffic a little bit easier to survive. That's from Corey. I think that is, I don't know, when you have such good memories and fond memories, and because I think going to the cabin would have been a special thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
That absolutely. I kind of get why you could have a haunting there and it's not going to hurt you. But even the friend wasn't scared about hearing the footsteps on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed sound like they kind of went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think Corey might have summed it up perfectly when they said it feels like a place with a long memory. More than maybe haunting, maybe the cabin just contains memories that make themselves, you know, available mm-hmm. at times, that you hear things that happened previously. Or, you know, Corey said that at one point they woke up and heard voices and that kind of soft talking. And so you couldn't really hear what they were saying. You just knew people were up. You know, when you're a kid and you wake up in the late at night and your parents are just talking downstairs and you can just kind of hear, you know, they're up, but you just kind of go, oh, good, they're up and all's well with the world or whatever, right? And it kind of felt like that. Like these past family ancestors, family members that pass away are kind of a warm blanket of, you know, spirits, I guess, that are there. But it almost feels more like some sort of residual movement within the house.
Could be.
You know?
I think it is interesting. Like, Grandpa's room gives them a creepy feeling.
Yeah, nobody really wants to be there.
So that's weird to me that you can have... You feel very positive about the cabin, but don't want to be in Grandpa's room mm-hmm. at night. Mm-hmm. But you know, if the place is haunted, maybe you just like, okay, so we don't go in Grandpa's room. That eliminates that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, who's going to give up? Like, that's what I said when this story started. You got to weigh it, right? What does it, being in the mountains in Colorado with beautiful view and things around you outweigh activity that's going on in the house? And the people did not seem particularly scared of anything. They just avoided certain areas. Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, I don't like it. It gives me the creeps.
And
I'm just not going that way.
Too, I wonder if certain sensitive people avoid those areas. Maybe there's Rude. Like dad...
And Uncle, he'll go sleep
Uncle
in there.
Uncle Joe, he doesn't pick up on that. But maybe the more sensitive people do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like a warmth about it that, you know, my first thought about the footsteps on the porch was an animal too. But, you know, the animal would have, number one, I think you can hear when it's more like footsteps with shoes or something as opposed to an animal. And an animal would have not just continued to do this for the longest time.
Unless it was Sasquatch.
Oh, well, you know.
You never know with those guys.
Yeah, they might pace, you know.
It's like, I want to knock on the door, see if they've got anything to eat, but I just can't bring myself to do it. So I don't know. I think maybe if I experienced a haunting like that, maybe I would be less afraid of a haunting, you know.
It feels not so bad. And... the ability to be in Colorado in a cabin, I'd probably put up with it too.
Well, let's go to our next story.
Hello, I'm calling from Ohio. I'm calling in relation to a Ouija board. My sisters one Sunday night decided to get out a Ouija board and act very foolish with it. They were calling out for Elvis and various other individuals. And all of a sudden, there was knocking on the walls and on the outside of the house and doors opening and closing. And they were very frightened over this, naturally. They called me the next day explaining this, and they said that there was a handprint on the wall. And... of course, I was really skeptical, and I hadn't been there for a while to visit my dad and my sisters, and my dad said he put Z-brick up with a fireplace to hide a handprint on a wall. I said, okay. And again, being skeptical, I was just kind of blowing it off. And he decided to sell 1 year. And I went to look through the house to see if there was anything I could do to help with. And I walked over to the wall and I noticed the Z-brick had fallen off. And I looked and sure enough, there was a handprint on the wall. And I asked Dad about the handprint. I said, this is what the girls told me about was the handprint. And he said that he had painted over it numerous times and it just kept coming back through the paint. And he decided to do the Z-brick thing on the wall. And naturally, the Z-brick fell off the wall. And this also goes in conjunction with when I was there visiting one time, I was sitting in front of this huge picture window in a rocking chair. And my dad was sitting on the other side. And all of a sudden, the window started flexing from a banging that was going on as if someone was beating the window, trying to knock the window out. And I looked at my father and I said, what the heck is that? And he says, this goes on all the time. And I stood there in front of this window, no one there, and this hammering started around the outside of the house, totally around, all the way back to the picture window, and then just stopped. And as I say, I am looking out this window, and there is no one there. So this was all in relation to my sister's acting stupid with a Ouija board. So if you're going to use a Ouija board, please use common sense. Thank you.
Well, hopefully there's some people who are planning on playing around with a Ouija board tonight that are like, he's giving me something to think about.
It's a public service announcement
exactly.
To y'all. And we just, how many times have we said, just don't mess with the thing. Or if you do, make sure you understand how to close it out, know what you're getting into, what you're asking about, what you're doing. I just don't think they're for novices, and yet there's an appeal to novices to grab them. It was for me when I was 12 years old and 13 and 14. I was always doing Ouija board stuff with my friends. And, did I bring more things into that crazy haunted house? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I brought in negative energy.
I don't think so. Always creepy.
It was always creepy, but did I make it worse?
I don't think so.
Was there a negative energy that I was compounding? I don't know. You never know what you're doing when you start messing with the occult, with spirits.
I just don't remember a time where things seemed to ramp up and be different.
It always seemed creepy.
But in this case, it's like they kind of connected to that time. And here the sister's like just wanting to chat with Elvis and accidentally could have brought in a serial killer or somebody.
Right. Or somebody with really greasy hands at any rate, and leave some big mark on the wall that nothing will seem to cover up. Well, and that the Z-brick kept popping off.
Poor dad's like, I keep trying to repaint it, but nothing does anything. So I tried this and that's not even doing anything.
Well, and I love the dad goes, yeah, it happens all the time. I don't know. What do I do?
What do you do? And like the whole window thing, like that's exactly. Just some creepy stuff.
Like the dad's like, yeah, I know it happens. I don't know what to do about it. Like,
So think about it before you get out the Ouija board tonight. Is that necessary?
Not only is it necessary, but do you really know what you're doing? Like, do you really want to bring something in? Because the possibility's there. Is that what
and
you
then
want
who
to have
has
happen?
To deal with it? Not the sister, apparently. It's
well,
Dad.
They're going to move eventually.
Yeah,
Dad's
the one who's like, the thing with the window, that's happening all the time lately.
All the time. What do you do about
what
it?
What is right? going on? God, poor
really
Dad.
I like the dad.
Dad didn't even get out of the damn Ouija board.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Well, let's do one more call.
Hey guys, love the podcast. So as far as the story, I have a lot. Just one of the more subtle, but I guess emotional stories. I was raised by a single mother most of my life, and I'm the oldest of six kids. She ended up marrying a gentleman whose wife had passed a year prior from brain cancer. And I was maybe 17 at the time. And the gentleman she married had a daughter who was 13, who hung out with my younger sister a lot. And we were all pretty close. But the fact that that my stepfather's ex-wife had passed recently, like, that was very hush-hush, and we never talked about it. One night I was sitting on the computer, listening to music, just hanging out, and all of a sudden, from the corner of the room where the recliner was, I started hearing, like, the sound, like an animal suckling. And we had a cat. We had a few cats, but the one cat, his name was Juicebox. He would, like, almost nurse on his paw and, like, knead his paws. And, like, it was like a comfort thing, I guess, for him. So I thought it was Juicebox. And I went over to the chair. Like, I love this cat. You know what I mean? So I went over to the chair and looked behind it, and I was looking for him. And I looked under the chair. Like, I looked all around this chair, and then he was not there at all. And the whole time, the sound continuing to happen. I was, like, almost in disbelief, because there was nowhere that the sound could be originating from, but, like, it was so blatantly being heard, like, right there. It was maybe a year down the line after they had already separated, and I learned that in that exact chair, the same physical chair in the same spot, was where they found my ex-stepdad's late wife when they came home. And that kind of really, like, rocked me to my core. I was just like, wow. And my mom proceeded to tell me stories about my youngest sister watching the blinds in her room just, like, go up by themselves. And, like, she came into her room. My mom came into her room the one time, and all the contents of all of her drawers were thrown out all over the room. And she actually blamed my stepdad. And I mean, needless to say, I mean, obviously his late wife didn't want my mom there. And you add all that up, and it's just a breeding ground for a very messy type of haunting. But I mean, she was very respectful of, you know, the kids, and she wasn't malicious in any way, but she made it clear that she didn't want her husband, you know, with my mother. And, yeah, so that was just a quick story. So thank you very much. Bye.
I think that's so interesting, because I think, you know, we so often talk about loved ones. It's like, they wouldn't want us to be unhappy. They would want us to move on, find love again, all those things. And then there's
that's
this
true.
One. This one's like,
You know.
Do you think it could be the stepmom?
Too soon? I don't know. Like, I do. I really do think that's possible, that you could have somebody who is, we don't know what she was like as a person before or prior. Maybe she was somebody that was, you know,
very jealous.
Anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of spiteful or revengeful. You know, we don't know what kind of person she was. She really did seem to have it out for maybe the daughter, because the daughter seemed to be having things, drawers open, the blinds going up and stuff. And so, I mean, it's definitely, yeah, I mean, I would say so. Why wouldn't a spirit, if they didn't want you around, they could just make it miserable?
Yeah, because I just think we always think that in the afterlife, they're like, they want you to be happy. And this woman's like, you are not moving on. No. Yeah. Not while I'm watching.
It definitely felt like that. Like, but One, on a side note, I just thought it was really funny that the cat was named Juice.
I was going to say the same thing. I think that's one of the cutest names. And where did that come from?
Like, the other cat was like Crock-Pot or something. Like,
Juice Box is so cute.
Can opener and juice box.
It makes me think a two-year-old named the cat. Like, what do you think we should name our new kitten? And the kid's like, Juice Box, because I love them so much.
I just thought that was adorable. I was like, it gave me new ideas. You know, I'm starting to think, wow, maybe my next pet should be named after an object.
Right. Tarot card.
Yeah, you know, who knows?
I don't know. That's I just thought that was really cute, but it was.
It could be tarot.
It's right? a super creepy story, though.
It was, but it felt like whatever it was just didn't want them there
at all. Period. Yeah. I want my husband back. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a story to share, in particular a ghostly one, we would love to hear it. So call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can always become a premium subscriber any old time. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply. Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.